This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I had the mic muted because I've been cussing at myself. For everybody that's listening on the streams, the video streams and everything, I did not have the codec correct. I was not streaming with the right part. And I apologize for that because I think probably the sound was less than stellar. So that's fixed now. Anyway, welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Cloak Tuck rocks. Cloak Tuck 3.0 is a superb holster for concealment, which, you know, it's inside the waistband, so of course it's for concealment. But I mean, as far as two things, there's two things about carrying a gun that I, well, let me make that three. It has to be able to secure the gun. It's really nice that it's comfortable. That's just really nice. And reholstering the gun is important. Being able to reholster the gun is important, which you have to have a hard shell holster to do that. From the days of Uncle Mike's and all these other guys that used to do it with cloth, that is great. So, Alien Gear, check them out. Very pleased to have them as a sponsor at Lock and Load. Now then, let's get back to my rantings, shall I? My prepared rantings. Outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry, I just got beat up by Jim Machine Reed, said Monday that a gun control bill authored by Democrats would prevent another terrorist attack like the ones carried out in New Jersey and New York this weekend. Before I just launch into that sideways, let me just give you the man's quotations, if I may. Reed, Democrat from Nevada, said, "We can argue from now on about whether this bill would prevent this weekend's attacks, but one thing is for sure, it would prevent the next attack. They have authored a bill that would ban people on a federal terror watch list from purchasing guns or explosives. House and Senate Republicans have authored their own legislation, which would put in place a 3-day waiting period for those on the terror watch list to try to purchase a gun or explosives. Democrats blocked the GOP bill in the Senate, and the House GOP majority has refused to take up the bill authored by the Democrats." Reed did not mention the GOP-authored bill, which Democrats opposed because they say the government would not have enough time to adequately prove someone on a watch list should not be allowed to make the gun or explosive purchase. They have called this legislation No Fly, No Buy because the terror watch list includes people who are not permitted to board U.S. airplanes. It's hard to believe in America today an FBI terror suspect not allowed to fly on an airplane can walk into a gun store, in Las Vegas, New York City, and in place and legally purchase explosives and assault weapons. But it's true because Republicans refuse to close the terror gap loophole. Now, first of all, Senator Reid, you incredibly moronic twit, you. No fly, no buy stops nobody. Okay? In Paris, you can buy some very nice, fully automatic weapons, cheaper than you can buy their semi-automatic cousins here in the United States, on the black market. There is no white market in Paris. Terrorists are like life. Remember Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park? Life finds a way. Terrorists will find a way. Now, if, and I'm going to attack this point by point because this is real stupid. And, you know, this is the same thing as these New York Times yahoos not doing any research. He's saying that, or the Democrats are saying the reason they won't consider the Republicans' bill is that 3 days is not enough time to figure out whether or not somebody constitutes a threat and shouldn't be able to buy a gun. If they're on the terrorist watch list, hasn't that been established? Oh, wait, I forgot. It's going to be run by bureaucrats with no clear-cut criteria to base any such placement on this list at all. I forgot. So, knowing this, for some reason we, and the Republican bill also places an impetus on the government to prove that this person should not be able to buy a gun. It's the same 3-day waiting period that you would have with a gun background check, as a matter of fact. But, look, if there are people to be placed, if there are legitimate terrorists walking around out here, foreign nationals that are in our midst, domestic players who have gone rogue, whatever they may be, as far as I'm concerned, in the counter-terrorist lingo, forget due process and go out there and eliminate them, shoot them in the back of the ear, and let them crumple on the ground if they're that dangerous. What do we have with a terrorist watch list? Okay, so they can't fly. Can they get on a Greyhound? Can they get a car? Can they get on a, you know, can they get on a train? Freedom of movement, not being able to allow to fly on a plane is one thing, but that's not a lack of freedom of movement. So, you know, all those things notwithstanding, Reed's an idiot. Getting out and making that claim because he knows that that bill's never going to come up. But they always say that until we have universal background checks, this kind of stuff will happen. And then we would get universal background checks, and then this kind of stuff would continue to happen. And then, well, the universal background checks aren't working because we don't have a registration. So now we got to have a registration. Then the registration would not work because people who are dumb enough to register their weapons are pretty law-abiding people. They're just trying to, you know, abide by the law, so they're not committing crime. So that wouldn't work. So then we'd have to ban guns. Somebody stop me when they think I'm wrong. Every time I see Harry Reid get up on the podium, I just think about somebody hitting him repeatedly in the face with a dumbbell, and apparently nobody did anything about it. Can't take the man serious. He's on his way out anyway. Thankfully. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a look at this cat, Ahmad Khan Rahami, when we get back. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
The gang around looking for, looking to carry concealed, that's the way to go. Ahmad Khan Rahami, he's the man suspected of executing the bomb attack in New York City in Seaside Park, New Jersey this weekend, was captured alive after a shootout with police. So, Chris Hayes, he had guns. The New York Times reports that Rahami was found in Linden, New Jersey, just across from Staten Island in the ensuing fight. He was wounded, as were two unidentified police officers. The officers, according to WABC TV, did not suffer life-threatening injuries, and only one of them may have actually been shot. Elizabeth, New Jersey Mayor Chris Bowlwage was quoted as saying one officer was hit in a protective vest and the other in the hand. The New York Post states that a key piece of evidence to Rahami was a fingerprint found on an unexploded device. That should be undetonated, but unexploded device, along with a cellular telephone left behind near a pressure cooker found on West 27th Street, blocks away from the explosion in Chelsea on West 23rd Street. Police and ATF agents raided an apartment where Rahami lives above the family's restaurant, First American Fried Chicken, on Elmora Avenue. The Guardian reports that Rahami is apparently an adherent to the Islamic faith and had apparently complained of suffering discrimination on the basis of religion to city officials in the past. New Jersey Mayor Bowlwage said the family had owned and operated its business, First American Fried Chicken, and lived above the Mana Shop on Elmora Avenue, New Jersey, since 2002. He spoke about how the chicken store had faced complaints and problems in 2012 when the city council and police reinforced it closed at 10 p.m. He acknowledged that Rahami's Muslim faith was mentioned repeatedly by Rahami in complaints about city authorities. He brought up his faith in the lawsuit. He brought up his faith in conversations with city officials. But the complaint had nothing to do with ethnicity or religious beliefs. It had to do with a lot of people hanging out in front of the store at all hours, as well as congregating and code enforcement problems. But he did have guns. Gosh. A Dallas police sergeant has filed a lawsuit in federal court last week against prominent black rights activists, Democratic politicians, and others for inciting violence against law enforcement and igniting a race war. Sergeant Dimitri Penny, president of the Dallas Fallen Officer Foundation and a 17-year police veteran, filed documents Friday in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas against Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, Reverend Al Sharpton and the National Action Network, George Soros, President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, former Attorney General Eric Holder, Democratic presidential candidate Pantsuit, and a handful of high-profile Black Lives Matter and new Black Panther Party members for repeatedly encouraging their supporters and others to engage in threats of and attacks to cause serious bodily injury to death upon police officers and other law enforcement persons of all races and ethnicities, including but not limited to Jews, Christians, and Caucasians. The amended complaint seeks $500 million to $1.5 billion in damages. Penny filed the suit in the wake of the July 7th sniper attack against 12 Dallas police officers at a Black Lives Matter protest against that left five of them dead and seven wounded. The lone gunman, during a three-hour police standoff, told negotiators he targeted white officers in retaliation for the string of recent police killings of unarmed black men in Minnesota, Louisiana, and elsewhere across the country. 66-page complaint alleges the shooter is a member of both the Nation of Islam and the New Black Panther Party, perpetuated the attack under the direction of both groups in furtherance of defendants' historical and undeniable mission to incite and effect violence and severe bodily injury and death against police officers and other LEO of all races and ethnicities, including but not limited to Jews, Christians, and Caucasians. It also notes that Colonel Derek Harvey, a former U.S. Army colonel and senior intelligence executive for the Defense Intelligence Agency, said, Black Lives Matter defendants were directly and proximately responsible for the Dallas police shootings, as well as the overall increase in violence against police officers and law enforcement. Penny's attorney, Larry Klayman, in a statement Friday, said the two men felt duty-bound to seek an end to the incitement of violence. While the case was filed in Texas, it will create precedent among around the nation that law enforcement, which ironically protects the very persons who are alleged to have incited this violence, should be respected. The defendants, if not legally reined in, are allegedly responsible, along with others, for igniting a race war that will ultimately totally destroy the freedoms that our founding fathers bequeathed to us. Klayman is the founder of conservative activist groups Freedom Watch and Judicial Watch. Police officer Demetric Penny is a Black American sergeant in the Dallas Police Department. So this is not racism. Well, that would be what they cried. This were a white police officer doing this. That's because, people, when they get in the same profession and they understand the reality, which is that, it's not like these agitators say it is. I would love to see him win this lawsuit and get that $1.5 billion and get all these guys served. Farrakhan, Sharpton, all these guys. I would love to see that. Sharpton would be on the roadside panhandling. I think he already owes $4 million in back taxes. I don't know what he would do. Farrakhan, no idea where he's at. Soros probably pay it off. He'd probably pay for everybody. Probably say, well, this is good. Pay it off. Obama, he's getting ready to go on the book writing trail, he and Michelle. Maybe they'll go to Martha's Vineyard. And then they won't have to worry about flooded out areas in red states like Louisiana anymore. They can just play golf to their heart's content. I don't even know what Michelle does when they're away from the cameras. She doesn't get in front of the cameras. Okay, that's nice. I appreciate that. Thank you, Michelle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, welcome back. From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. Scott, I think you got an open mic on your end. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Now listen, I want to go back to Reed right now with his dark sunglasses wearing self and his no-fly, no-buy legislation statements. We can argue from now on whether this bill would have prevented the weekend's attacks, but it would prevent the next one. We've got to stop the terror loophole. Well, we know some things about Ahmad Khan Rahimi, okay? First of all, in order for that list that Reed is touting, in order for that scheme to work, if that were to become law, you got to be on the list. Rahimi was not on the list. He was not on the list maintained by the New York Police Department either. In a statement issued by his office, Reed appeared to set his sights on binary target components such as Tannerite as being a terror tool. Several media outlets, including USA Today and Forbes, noted that such target marketing or marking compounds have been used in the Chelsea bombing though others disagree. Reed said you can go to a gun store in Las Vegas and you can buy explosives. Explosives! They put them up in the trees. We don't have that many trees in Nevada. They put explosives up in a tree and shoot at them and it blows it up. Blows up the tree and anything around it. And that's for sport. Lots of people can walk into a gun store and buy that, including suspected terrorists. Gun control advocacy groups, Every Town and Moms Demand Attention, were quick to call for increased firearms restrictions Monday in wake of the weekend's terror attack. Moms Demand Attention on their social media account said, one thing is for certain, however, America's weak gun laws allow terrorists easy access to firearms. In fact, in 2011, an Al-Qaeda operative urged would-be terrorists to exploit loopholes in our laws to get guns and carry out acts of terrorism on Americans. It's time for Congress to close this dangerous gap on our federal gun laws. Al-Qaeda laughs their collective asses off every time they see the MDA, Every Town, Soros, Bloomberg, Schumer, any of these guys getting out there calling for gun control. They're just laughing. They are laughing like crazy people, like crazed people. And, you know, these unwitting pawns of misinformation, although Moms Demand Attention are not unwitting, they're just dimwits. Ask them how good they are whenever they go into businesses and demand they're turned into gun-free zones. Ask them how good they are at that. Now, John Farnham knows some people. Well, he knows a lot of people. He talked to a friend as a follow-up to the domestic terrorist attacks. This buddy of his works in the security department of a large insurance company with office complexes in a number of major metro areas within the continental U.S. of A. As part of his job and as a result of frequent requests, he recently presented a security seminar for their region. The subject was terrorist attacks and active murderers. The core of the presentation was, of course, avoid, separate, evade, flee, fight, when there's no other choice. He expressed the opinion that lockdowns were tantamount to suicide and that running away almost always makes more sense. Now, Farnham's students were enthusiastic, which they were company employees. They were enthusiastic and desperate for more information, particularly with regard to state concealed carry regulations and going armed. When wind of Farnham's presentation wafted up the food chain, I'm getting it wrong. This is the buddy's presentation. The department received a scathing email the same day from the highest corporate levels, ordering them to stop all presentations and stop distributing any additional information about personal safety. In the business world, and I mean, this is the saddest thing I've ever thought about. In the business world, it is less expensive to quietly pay claims to families of murdered employees than to pay claims from families of dead terrorists. The employees are all insured, which is to say that their lives have already been translated into a predetermined number of dollars. And of course, not a penny more. Terrorists and other violent criminals are of infinite value. Once dead, they will predictably be portrayed by plaintiffs' attorneys, aided and abetted by the liberal media, as troubled youth crying out for help. For months after the incident, perpetrators will be shown only in photos taken when they were wearing, you know, gowns at the age of 12. Their murderous careers thereafter will be ignored by the media as irrelevant. With many guns constantly protecting their lives, executives think they can afford to be casual about the expendable lives of those at the peon level. Mr. Farnham's friend will not be asked anymore to do any more presentations. The stupid thing here, The stupid part of this is that the sheep trust the wolves more than the sheepdogs in this case. When executives in the public or private sectors talk about liability concerns, that translates in plain English to when our people are murdered, we will react by paying for their funerals and then hiring more people. Unilateral action, like blowing a perpetrator out of his socks on the part of an audacious employee in an effort to protect their own lives, is always going to be unthinkable in the cloistered corporate world. Now, fighting with improvised weapons, you know, staplers and fire extinguishers, that's grudgingly accepted as long as it is pathetically ineffective. Because really effective fighting with real weapons that might actually succeed is actually, you know, of course, prohibited. So in our current system, expect this kind of casual attitude towards your life. And I've seen it. I have seen it. I have told somebody at a radio station before that they are wide open. I told them this right after the Virginia shootings. You remember? That was media stuff. And media people are people. And I was looked at like I had grown a second head. But I mean, the entrance to it is glass. And that's the entrance to the atrium. Then from the atrium, which is, you know, they got to buzz you in and everything, it's glass too. So, you know, anyway, it is more, it's just cheaper to pay for your funeral. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This Orwellian bias and absolute naked propaganda that's being thrown around by the media is having an effect. And I'm not sure I'm upset about it. This part where they refuse to call acts of terrorism, terrorism. This part where they get out there and criticize Trump for calling it a bombing when Clinton calls it a bombing. Or for Trump for calling a bombing. That's gone full on stupid. And they're losing a lot of credibility among the great mass of people. Even the formerly asleep bread and circuses distracted sheeple are fully able to see this now. And this is a very good thing. But the mainstream media and the social justice warrior communist fanatics that infest the Democratic Party, which all of those things are really all just one and the same thing, refuse to see how they're killing their own credibility and legitimacy. And that's fine. They're so used to saying something and it being absolutely simply believed that it's almost comedic if some of the situations weren't so grave. Let them keep responding to the radical leftists and jihadist terrorism by ignoring it or trying to blame it on racism. This only shakes more people awake. In response to those attacks and the Minnesota Mall knife attack in particular, which is followed closely on the heels of San Bernardino, Orlando, Dallas, Baton Rouge, etc., verbatim, ad nauseum, Americans need to come to grips with a very harsh reality which is staring us in the face, that there are internal enemies that have made it inside our gates who are at war with this nation. And they're going to target men and women and children indiscriminately. These jihadists make no distinction about lopping the head off of a child. Do not kid yourself. Don't sit there and say, well, surely they're compassionate. No, they are not. They are savage. They are barbaric. Therefore, wherever you go, whatever you do, you need to be going armed. Because an attack from either a radical leftist or a jihadist can come at any time, in any place. Now, given Minnesota-Somali problem, and yes, it's a problem. It is a problem. Ask anybody in Minnesota. Ask people in Linden Hills, Minnesota. They'll tell you, yeah, it's a problem. Given their problem there, the fact that it happened at St. Cloud, at a St. Cloud, Minnesota mall, Crossroads Mall, is not surprising. They went to their to the backyard where they live today. Just like Rahimi did in New Jersey and in New York. A lot of things in New Jersey are within sight across the Hudson from, Manhattan. So for somebody like him who's on the New Jersey side going across there and planting a bomb here and there, that is not that big of a chore. So it's local. It's all local. The people at the mall were fortunate that somebody with a gun who was willing to pull the gun, despite stupid prohibition against it, happened to be at the mall and he was able to shoot the knife-wielding jihadist to the ground. Because the mall is a gun-free zone. Which is supposed to mean, it's supposed to mean that safety is in place, right? That's the supposition that everybody, well, it's a gun-free zone, therefore it must be very safe. No, it is not safe. It's wide open. I'm being told in the chat room, Maine is loaded with Somali Muslims, and I'm being told that Minnesota has the second largest Somali population outside of Somalia. And Minnesota doesn't, like... Minnesota does not have that much in common with Somalia. That's exactly right. So a law-abiding concealed carry gun owner would have left his or her gun in the car and would have been artificially disarmed and made incapable of shutting down the attacker with some well-administered lead therapy unless they ran all the way to their car and then ran back. That's a fail. My kit that I carry when I go away, that's basically already set up as a fail, you know, because I have to go back and get it. The right response to this absurdity is what noted cutting-edge firearms and tactics instructor Gabe Suarez wrote today. He wrote, the Crossroads Mall is posted as a gun-free zone. From their website, it mentions no firearms or illegal weapons. Well, that's all very nice, but that didn't seem to stop the terrorists. So since the other side refuses to obey the rules, so shall we refuse to obey such silly rules. Carry your weapons everywhere, well concealed but ready at hand. Ignore the sign. The sign will not protect you. That much is clear. That's exactly right. The sign is a plastic posted piece of something posted to a wall. It's not between you and an attacker. It's simply up on the wall. The attacker's probably going to reference it. Gun-free zone, you know, and that's it. Ignore the idiotic signs and rules. Suarez has put out some books recently, Killing the Active Shooter and the Final Weapon. Get your mind right, get trained, go armed, and be ready to be a protecting warrior when faced with evil rather than a bleeding sheep running away in terror. As this sad society seems to be conditioning people to be. If you are present at such a terrorist attack, you are the first responder. Make no mistake about it, though, okay? Make no mistake about this. The people at the Pulse nightclub were killed in a war. The people in San Bernardino were killed in a war. Islam has declared war on us. And we have welcomed them in here. Our politicians have let them in. They want to keep on letting them in. Obama's still pushing more immigration, more Syrians right now as we speak. Bringing them in. Bill, you know, not all the Muslims are terrorists. Yeah, but all the terrorists are Muslim. Seems to be that way. And now with Black Lives Matter, it seems like we have a little crossover going on because some of those guys are Muslim, too. They're members of both. Black Panthers, too. They just got all kinds of patches festooned all over them when they go ahead and decide to pop. So, you know, put yourself on a war footing. I went today to go look at a gym. I was thinking about joining a gym before I talked myself out of it. While I'm walking around the gym with a nice little young something showing us the gym and everything, I was carrying a gun. She had no idea because I was carrying it concealed, completely concealed. Well concealed, you might say. Something bad had happened. Well, you know, I only carry a gun. I carry a gun to protect me and mine. And if something bad happens in a public place, then as a fun byproduct, then I get to protect some other people too. But make no mistake, I'm in it for me and mine, as you should be, first and foremost. Gun-free zones aren't gun-free. They're not violence-free. We're at war. There are no gun-free zones. There's no safe zones. Act accordingly. Hour number two, or three coming up.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.